prior to recent limits put on equal pay lawsuits, a plaintiff could go to state court. Under the law signed by Governor Walker last week, that's not an option. At one of two Capitol press conferences, family attorney Linda Robertson says changes in pay equity enforcement give women the right to equal pay without adequate remedy to ensure they get it.
So now the only remedy for a woman who is being paid less than her male counterpart is to hire a lawyer who practices in federal court and to litigate either in Madison or Milwaukee, where we're short one federal judge and where the backlogs are really long.
According to a report by the economic think tank Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS, women in the legal field make 46 cents for every dollar men make. The gender wage gap is not as wide for educators. The report says women make 80 cents. Mary Bell, head of Wisconsin's largest teachers union, WEAC, says collective bargaining eliminated pay disparities of the past, where men were paid more because they were considered the sole breadwinner. But she says school administrators today still have leeway on salaries above base pay.
Roughly 3 out of 4 Wisconsin teachers are women. We believe that pay inequality affects working families in this state every single day.
The most recent data from 2010 shows women working full-time in Wisconsin earned 78 cents on the dollar compared to men. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.